Regarding when Abraham proves the worthlessness of idolatry, the Quran says in chapter 21, verses 51 to 67, "Before this, we gave Abraham his virtue, for we knew him. He said to his father and to his nation, 'What are these statues to which you are clinging?' They replied, 'We found our fathers worshipping them.' He said, 'Truly, you and your fathers are in clear error.' They said, 'Is this the truth you have brought us, or are you one of those that play?' 'No,' he answered, 'your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the originator of them, and I am among those bearing witness to it. By Allah, I will certainly outwit your idols as soon as you have turned your backs and gone.' He broke all of them into pieces, except their great one, so that they might return to it. 'Who has done this to our gods?' he exclaimed. 'He must surely be a harm-doer.' 'We have heard a young man called Abraham mention them,' they replied. They said, 'Then bring him here, so that the people may see, so that they may bear witness.' 'Abraham,' they said, 'was it you who did this to our gods?' 'No,' he replied, 'it was their great one amongst them that did it. Ask them if they are able to speak.' So they returned to one another, saying, 'Surely it is you who are the harm-doers.' But then they reversed their minds. 'You know that they do not speak.' He said, 'Would you then worship that instead of Allah, which can neither help nor harm you? Shame on you and that which you worship other than Allah. Have you no understanding?'